Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Caught my fiancé crossing the line with a stripper at her bachelorette party, so I called off the wedding immediately. I'm Connor, 32, commercial airline pilot out of Miami. Been flying 737s for 8 years, recently upgraded to wide bodies on international routes. Good money, crazy hours, but I made it work for us. Brianna's 29, pharmaceutical sales rep, makes decent money selling overpriced substances to doctors who pretend they're not getting kickbacks. We met at a medical conference in Orlando where I was a plus one for my buddy Dylan, who's also my co-pilot. She was working a booth, legs for days in that pencil skirt, smile that could sell ice to Eskimos. 4 years together. 8 months engaged. I proposed in Santorini. Yeah, I'm that guy who did the sunset proposal with a photographer hiding in the bushes. She cried, I cried, the photographer probably cried. The whole F King fairy tale. The wedding was set for 3 weeks from now. 65 grand affair at the Ritz-Carlton in Coral Gables. Her dream wedding, my nightmare of a credit card bill, but I loved her, so whatever. Her parents threw in 10 grand, mine threw in 5, I covered the rest. Mistake number 1, never pay for a wedding where you're not calling the shots. Tonight was our bachelor/bachelorette parties. We agreed to do them the same night to keep it fair. My poker night was at Dylan's place, just the flight crew, some beer, cigars, and Texas Hold'em. Nothing crazy because half of us had to fly within 48 hours. Hers was supposedly dinner at some French place in South Beach, then drinks at the W Hotel. Classy, safe, exactly what you'd expect from the pharmaceutical princes who insisted our wedding napkins match the bridesmaid dresses. Dylan got food poisoning around 10 p.m. Bad sushi from lunch finally hit him like a 747 at takeoff. Game over. I'm driving home, sober as a judge because I never drink more than 2 beers anymore. Occupational paranoia. Pass the W Hotel on Collins Avenue, and I get this idea. This stupid, romantic idea that'll haunt me forever. Why not surprise her? Bring her flowers, give her a kiss, show her friends what a great guy she's marrying. I stop at the 24-hour bodega, grab a bouquet of roses, overpriced tourist trap flowers, but whatever. I know she's in the penthouse suite because she charged the deposit to our joint card. 2 grand for one night. I should have questioned that, but I trusted her. Getting past security was easy. Flash the pilot credentials, mention I'm surprising my fiancé, slip the guy a 20. He actually wished me luck on the wedding. Poor Btard had no idea what he was sending me into. The elevator ride to the penthouse felt wrong. I could hear the music from the hallway, not dinner party music. This was club music, bass thumping through the walls. Whatever, maybe they went a little wild. It's her bachelorette party, right? I knocked. No answer. The music was too loud. I tried the door, unlocked. Another sign I ignored. I pushed it open, flowers in hand like some romantic comedy protagonist about to get the shock of his life. The suite was massive, dimly lit with those LED strips her friend Mackenzie loves. Pink and purple everywhere. Empty champagne bottles on every surface. And there, right in the middle of the main room, was my fiancé. Brianna was straddling some roided-out male stripper on the white leather couch. Her dress, the little black one I bought her for her birthday, was hiked up to her waist. Her hands were inside his tearaway pants, and her tongue was so far down his throat I'm surprised she could breathe. Her friends were cheering, phones out, recording everything like this was normal. Like this was expected. The stripper saw me first. His eyes went wide, and he tried to push her off. That's when Brianna turned around. The look on her face. That split second before the guilt kicked in, there was annoyance. Like I was interrupting something important. Then recognition. Then panic. Connor. Baby, this isn't, it's just fun. It's my bachelorette party. The room went silent except for that F King music. Her friends stared at me like I was the problem. Like I was ruining their night. The stripper was trying to stuff himself back into his pants, mumbling something about not knowing she was engaged. Sure, buddy. The massive diamond on her finger was really subtle. I didn't yell. Didn't throw the flowers. Didn't do any of the dramatic SHT you see in movies. I just walked over, calm as a pre-flight checklist, and held out my hand. Ring. Baby, please, let me explain. Ring. Now. She was crying now, mascara running, the whole performance. But she took it off and put it in my hand. 3-carat cushion cut, 15 grand, bought with my bonus for making captain last year. The wedding's off. I'll handle the cancellations. Don't come back to the apartment tonight. I turned to leave, then stopped. Pulled out my phone, turned to face the room. Smile, ladies, got a perfect video of the scene. Brianna half-dressed, stripper still on the couch, her friends looking like deer in headlights. Even got Mackenzie's cousin midline of coke off the coffee table, didn't notice that before. 5 seconds of footage that would destroy everything. The elevator ride down was the longest of my life. The security guard asked if everything was okay. I gave him another 20 and told him the wedding was off. He actually looked relieved. I sat in my car for exactly 3 minutes. That's all the morning our relationship got. Then I went to work. First call, the Ritz-Carlton. Lucky for me, I'd insisted on being the primary contact for all vendors. Brianna wanted control, but I was paying, so I won that argument. The night manager was surprisingly understanding. Canceled everything, got confirmation that the deposits would be refunded to my card within 5 to 7 business days. 22 grand back in my pocket. Second call, my brother Sean. Told him I needed his couch and a truck tomorrow to move my stuff out. No questions asked, he just said I'm on my way. That's family. Third, changed every password on every shared account. Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, the joint checking account, everything. Moved my direct deposit back to my personal account effective immediately. While driving to Sean's place, I made more calls. Canceled the photographer, the DJ, the florist. Most were closed, but I left messages. The honeymoon to Bora Bora, canceled, mostly refundable because I'd bought the insurance. Always buy the insurance. It's been 3 hours now. My phone has 47 texts from Brianna, 23 missed calls, and 15 voicemails I'll never listen to. Her sister Mackenzie texted me saying I'm overreacting. Her best friend called me an insecure idiot. Her mom left a voicemail about how boys will be boys applies to girls too, whatever that means. Tomorrow morning, I'm sending that video to a few key people. Her parents, who think their daughter is God's gift to mankind. Her boss, who should probably know his star sales rep is doing coke at parties. Our entire wedding party, so they know why they're free in 3 weeks. I'm not hurt. I'm not sad. I'm just done. 4 years of my life wasted on someone who could throw it away for a stripper's abs and some overpriced champagne. But at least I found out now, not after the wedding, not after kids, not after wasting more years on someone who clearly never respected me or our boundaries. The ring is sitting on Sean's coffee table, mocking me. 15 grand of compressed carbon that meant nothing to her. I'll return it tomorrow if they'll take it, sell it if they won't. Either way, it's not my problem anymore. To anyone reading this who's about to get married, if your partner wants to cross boundaries for their bachelor or bachelorette party, claiming it's their last night of freedom, remember, they're showing you exactly who they are. Believe them. I need bourbon and sleep. We'll update once the bomb drops tomorrow. Update 1, the morning after, posted 18 hours later. Jesus Christ, what a day. First, thanks for all the support. Also, to the people saying I should have talked it out or given her a chance to explain what? How far his dick was down her throat. Whether she used tongue? F off with that noise. Woke up at 5 a.m. to my phone literally vibrating off the nightstand. Brianna had moved from text to emails, Instagram DMs, even LinkedIn messages. LinkedIn. Who the F sends apology messages through LinkedIn? The general theme, it wasn't what it looked like, it was, I was drunk, so? The girls pressured me, grow a spine, I love you, sure you do, please don't throw away 4 years, already did. Sean made coffee while I started my systematic destruction of our life together. By 6 a.m, I'd accomplished the following. Removed her as beneficiary on my life insurance and 401k. Canceled her authorized user status on my credit cards. Changed the locks on the apartment, 24-hour locksmith, best $300 ever spent. Scheduled movers for her stuff for tomorrow. At 7 a.m, I started sending the video. Not to everyone, I'm not that petty. Just the people who needed to know. Her parents first. Her dad called me within 10 minutes, voice shaking. Connor, is this real? When I confirmed, he went silent for so long I thought he'd hung up. Then, I'm sorry, son. We raised her better than this. Her mom, predictably, tried to minimize it in a follow-up call. Everyone makes mistakes, Connor. Yeah, and everyone faces consequences, Patricia. Next, our wedding party. My groomsmen were savage. Dylan, recovered from his food poisoning, offered to accidentally leave her luggage on the tarmac next time she flies. My brother Sean suggested we have an unwedding party on the would-be wedding day. Solid idea, actually. Her bridesmaids' reactions were mixed. Two immediately took her side, saying I was being dramatic. The other three went radio silent, which told me everything. Turns out, this wasn't the first time Brianna had pushed boundaries. Her friend Kelsey finally admitted Brianna had made out with some random guy during a girl's trip to Vegas 6 months ago. They thought she'd told me. She hadn't. Here's where it gets interesting. Around 10 a.m., Brianna showed up at the apartment with her sister and two friends. They'd apparently assumed I was bluffing about changing the locks. The new doorman, I'd tipped him $100 to not let her up, called me, and I could hear her screaming in the background. I told him to tell her that her belongings would be delivered to her parents' house tomorrow, and if she didn't leave, I'd call the police. She actually called my bluff on that one. 20 minutes later, I'm standing in my doorway with two Miami PD officers, showing them the lease, only my name, thank God, while Brianna ugly cries in the hallway. The female officer looked at her with barely concealed disgust when Brianna admitted she was trying to get into her ex-fiancé's apartment after cheating. They escorted her out. But the real bomb dropped at noon. I sent the video to her company. Now, before you crucify me, hear me out. I wasn't trying to get her fired. I was sending it to her friend in HR who was supposed to be in the wedding party, explaining why the wedding was off. I didn't notice the CEO was CC'd on the email chain from previous correspondence about Brianna taking time off for the honeymoon. 90 minutes later, Brianna called from her best friend's phone. I'd blocked her number. She was hysterical. Apparently, the CEO had forwarded the video to her direct supervisor with a note about conduct unbecoming of a senior sales representative. The cocaine used by her friend in the video didn't help. They didn't fire her, yet, but she was suspended pending an investigation and definitely losing her top accounts. You've ruined my life. She screamed. No, you ruined your own life. I just documented it. She called me a vindictive idiot. I reminded her that all I did was tell the truth. If the truth ruins your life, that's on you. By 3 p.m., the story had spread through our social circle like wildfire. My phone was buzzing with messages from mutual friends. Most were supportive, but some tried to play Switzerland. Those got unfriended real quick. You don't get to be neutral when someone cheats. The best part? Around 4 p.m., the stripper DM'd me on Instagram. Apparently, one of Brianna's friends had posted stories from last night, and he'd pieced together who I was. He apologized, said he had no idea she was engaged, BS, but whatever, and offered to testify if I needed it for any legal proceedings. Then he dropped this bomb. BTW man, this wasn't her first time. I've done 3 parties for her friend group. She was all over me at Mackenzie's birthday 2 months ago too. 2 months ago. While I was in Tokyo flying a 14-hour route, thinking about our future, she was grinding on this guy at her sister's birthday party. He sent screenshots of their text conversation from that night. Brianna had gotten his number, sent him NDS, tried to meet up. He declined because he had a girlfriend, the irony, but kept the messages because she wouldn't stop texting him for weeks. I forwarded everything to her parents and her boss. Nuclear option? Maybe. But if you're going to blow up my life, I'm going to make sure you're standing at ground zero with me. It's now 8 p.m. The apartment is quiet. Her stuff is in boxes by the door, waiting for the movers. 4 years of memories packed up in 3 hours. The wedding dress she'd hung in the bedroom closet is in a garment bag, ready to go back to the store. They won't refund it, but maybe someone else can use it. Someone whose fiancé isn't a cheating piece of SHT. My captain called an hour ago. Word had gotten out at work, airline industry is surprisingly gossipy. He offered me as many extra shifts as I want, said staying busy helps. He went through something similar 10 years ago. His advice, the opposite of love isn't hate, Connor. It's indifference. Get there as fast as you can. Working on it. Sean just brought Chinese food and beer. Dylan's coming over with his PlayStation. My groomsmen have a group chat going called Connor's Freedom Fund where they're planning to use their tux rental money for a trip to Costa Rica instead. Brianna's still texting from various numbers. The latest one says she's going to KL herself if I don't take her back. I forwarded it to her parents and her therapist, whose number I had from when she'd made similar threats during arguments before. Not my problem anymore. Tomorrow I'm returning the ring, meeting with my lawyer about the apartment lease, and getting tested for STDs. Who knows how long this has been going on. Also need to cancel the joint phone plan and get her off my airline benefits. She loved those free first class upgrades. Hope she enjoys flying Spirit from now on. We'll update after the legal stuff tomorrow. Update 2, 1 week later, posted 7 days after update 1. This might be my last update for a while. SHT has gotten crazy, then gotten worse, then somehow gotten better. First, the practical stuff. The ring, got 11k for it from a jeweler in the design district. Lost 4k, but that's 11k more than I'd have if I'd married her. Called it an idiot tax and moved on. The apartment, lawyer reviewed the lease. Since only my name is on it and she never established residency, never changed her official address from her parents' house, laziness finally paid off, I'm clear. She has zero legal claim to the place. The venue / vendors, all deposits refunded except the dress and cake. Cake was custom, dress was altered. Total recovery, $51,000 out of $65,000. I'll take it. STD tests, all clear. Small miracles. Now for the drama. Day 3 after D-Day, Brianna's mom Patricia showed up at my work. Let that sink in. This woman drove to Miami International Airport, somehow talked her way through security, claimed a medical emergency, and confronted me at my gate as I was doing pre-flight checks. Connor, you need to stop this vindictive campaign against my daughter. I looked at this woman, who'd been like a second mother to me for 4 years, and felt nothing. Patricia, your daughter f-ked a stripper at her bachelorette party. There's no campaign. Just consequences. She actually tried to grab my arm. She made a mistake. You're destroying her life over one mistake. Actually, it was multiple mistakes over at least 2 months, possibly longer. And I'm not destroying anything. I'm just not protecting her from her own choices anymore. Security removed her. I filed a report. She's now on the no-fly list for my airline. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Day 4, Brianna's suspension became a termination. Turns out, when they investigated, they found she'd been expensing personal dinners as client meetings, including several with the stripper. His name is Rodrigo, by the way. She'd also been giving unauthorized discounts to a doctor she was definitely f-king. More on that in a minute. She sent me a Venmo request for $3,500 for her portion of the wedding deposits. The audacity. I sent her 1 cent with the note, here's what your loyalty was worth. Day 5, the doctor situation exploded. Remember that stripper Rodrigo? He reached out again with more information. Apparently, Brianna had been bragging during the party about this doctor she was seeing on the side. Dr. Harrison Pike, orthopedic surgeon at Baptist Health, married with 3 kids. She'd been his pharma rep, started f-king him 6 months ago, convinced him to leave his wife. The wife didn't know yet. I found the wife on Facebook. Sent her everything. The messages from Rodrigo, the expense reports showing dinners with her husband, even found some pictures from Brianna's Instagram where he was reflected in her sunglasses at a work conference in the Bahamas. 2 hours later, Dr. Pike called me. Tried to threaten me with a lawsuit for defamation. I laughed and told him truth is an absolute defense against defamation. Also mentioned that I'd documented his kickback arrangement with Brianna's former company. He hung up. His wife served him papers yesterday according to her very public Facebook post, thanking me for opening her eyes. Day 6, the flying monkeys arrived. Brianna's friends launched a social media campaign painting me as an abusive, controlling ex who couldn't handle his fiancé having fun. They conveniently edited the video to remove the part where she had her hands down his pants. Just showed her kissing him, trying to make it look innocent. My brother Sean went scorched earth in response. Posted the full video, the screenshots from Rodrigo, the expense reports, everything. Tagged everyone. Then my groomsmen joined in. Dylan posted Ring doorbell footage of Brianna trying to break into my apartment at 3 a.m, clearly coked up. Our mutual friends who'd been trying to stay neutral finally picked a side. Spoiler, it wasn't hers. The narrative collapsed within hours. Brianna's own cousin commented that she'd been waiting for this to happen and detailed 2 other times Brianna had cheated on boyfriends. The floodgates opened. 3 of her ex-boyfriends reached out to me with similar stories. She'd cheated on every single one. Which brings us to today. This morning, I woke up to an email from Brianna. Not an apology, not an explanation, but a threat. She's claiming I coerced her into giving back the ring, that the wedding was called off under duress, and that she's entitled to half the value of everything we'd accumulated during our relationship. She wants $50,000 or she's going to claim I was abusive throughout our relationship. My lawyer laughed. Actually laughed. Turns out, Florida is a two-party consent state for recording, but she was in public, at a party where multiple people were already recording. The video is admissible. Plus, I have text messages of her admitting to the cheating. Her friend's social media posts from that night. Rodrigo willing to testify. Dr. Pike's wife ready to confirm the affair. A paper trail of her fraudulent expenses. My lawyer sending a cease and desist with a counter threat. Continue harassing me and I'll pursue charges for attempted extortion and breaking and entering, from the 3 a.m. incident. But here's the best part. The absolute chef's kiss of karma. Remember how I mentioned I fly international routes? Specifically, I fly Miami to Sao Paulo 3 times a month. Well, Brianna had used my flight benefits to book a surprise trip to Rio for my birthday next month. She'd planned it with Mackenzie, who was going to come along with her boyfriend. I still have access to the booking system. Canceled Brianna's ticket, kept Mackenzie's. Then I upgraded my brother Sean to first class and put him in Brianna's seat. He and Mackenzie's boyfriend have become brothers through all this drama. They're going to have a great time in Rio while Brianna gets to see the pictures on Instagram. As for me? I'm doing surprisingly well. Started therapy to process everything, company covers it, perks of the job. Been hitting the gym at 4 a.m. before flights. My captain's been mentoring me, and I'm lined up for a promotion to international captain within 6 months. The extra shifts mean extra money, I'll make back what I lost on the wedding by December. I also met someone, kind of. There's this federal air marshal who's been on 4 of my flights this month. Tough as nails, gorgeous, doesn't take SHT from anyone. We've been talking during flights. She heard about the situation through the grapevine, apparently it's become legendary among the Miami airport staff. Yesterday, she slipped me her number with a note, when you're ready, coffee? I'm not ready yet. But I will be. Brianna's last text before I blocked her newest number, you've ruined my life. I have nothing because of you. Wrong. She has nothing because of her. I just stopped enabling her delusions. Update 3, 1 month later, posted 30 days after initial post. Thought I was done updating, but the universe had other plans. First, I'm good. Actually good, not telling everyone I'm good while dying inside good. Therapy's been helpful. Dr. Morrison, retired Air Force psychologist, doesn't let me BS. First session, I tried to play it cool, act like I was over it. She called me out immediately, Connor, you can either waste both our time pretending you're fine, or we can actually deal with the fact that someone you loved betrayed you in the worst possible way. So we've been dealing with it. Turns out, there were red flags I'd ignored for years. The way Brianna would gaslight me when I questioned inconsistencies in her stories. How she'd accuse me of being controlling when I had boundaries. The constant threats to harm herself during arguments. Classic manipulation tactics I'd normalized because the SX was good and she was hot. Therapy's helping me recognize these patterns so I don't repeat them. But enough about my emotional growth. You want the tea? 2 weeks ago, Brianna's world imploded further. Dr. Pike's divorce went nuclear. His wife's lawyer subpoenaed Brianna's phone records, emails, everything. Turns out, our good doctor had been promising to leave his wife and marry Brianna. Had even put a down payment on a condo in her name. His wife's forensic accountant found he diverted $200,000 from their joint accounts over 6 months. The wife is taking him for everything. House, practice, custody of the kids. And since the condo was purchased with marital assets, she's going after that too. Brianna's facing a lawsuit for alienation of affection and conspiracy to commit fraud. Florida doesn't recognize alienation of affection, but the wife's filing in North Carolina where they own property and it's still valid. Brianna called me from her mom's phone, begging me to testify that she wasn't with Dr. Pike, that it was all a misunderstanding. The delusion was strong with this one. You want me to commit perjury for you? It's not perjury if you believe it. But I don't believe it. I have proof you were F-king him. Connor, please. I could go to jail. Good. She started crying about how she'd lost everything. Job, apartment, couldn't afford it without my help, reputation, now potentially her freedom. Then she dropped this, I'm pregnant. My blood went cold for about 2 seconds before logic kicked in. Congratulations. Not mine though. It could be. We haven't had SX in 2 months, and you're what, 6 weeks along? Try again. Turns out it's Dr. Pike's. She thought this would be her golden ticket, but he wants nothing to do with it or her. Told her to handle it and blocked her number. She kept the pregnancy thinking it would force his hand. Instead, his wife added it to the divorce filing as evidence of the affair. Meanwhile, my life's been upgrading. The promotion came through early. International captain, youngest in the company's Miami base. Comes with a $50,000 raise and better routes. I'm now flying the Miami-London route, which means overnights in London with full per diem. Speaking of London, remember the air marshal? Her name's Isabella. We've had 3 coffee dates, 2 dinners, and she taught me how to shoot at her gun range. Woman can put a bullet through a quarter at 50 yards. She's also been through her own SHT, ex-husband was a DEA agent who got caught selling seized SS. She gets the betrayal, the anger, the trust issues. We're taking it slow, but it's good. Really good. The wedding date came and went 3 days ago. What should have been my wedding day, I was in London. Sean had suggested the UN wedding party, but I had a better idea. Took all my groomsmen to London on my flight benefits. We did a pub crawl, saw a Premier League match, and ended with expensive whiskey at a rooftop bar overlooking the Thames. At midnight London time, 7 p.m. Miami time, when the reception would have been starting, Dylan raised a toast to Connor for having the balls to walk away from a bad investment before it cost him half his SHT. We all drank to that. Got back to Miami yesterday to find a process server waiting for me. Brianna's actually suing me. Emotional distress, defamation, and get this, breach of promise to marry. Her lawyer's some ambulance chaser who took the case on contingency. My lawyer's response was beautiful. Countersuit for intentional infliction of emotional distress. Fraud, she'd been putting wedding expenses on my cards without permission. Conversion, she'd sold some of my belongings when she had access to the apartment. Defamation, for the abuse allegations. We're asking for $100,000 in damages plus legal fees. My lawyer thinks she'll drop her suit within a week once her attorney realizes we have proof of everything. The stripper Rodrigo? He's become a weird ally in all this. Sent me a video from another bachelorette party where Brianna showed up, tried to hire him again. He declined and told her to leave. She went ballistic, threw a drink at him, got kicked out by security. He's considering a restraining order. Her professional life is beyond salvaged. Word spread through the pharma industry. She's essentially blacklisted. Last I heard, she was working at her mom's friend's boutique for minimum wage. Living with her parents, pregnant with a married man's baby, facing multiple lawsuits, and apparently drinking heavily, according to mutual friends who've seen her out. My favorite development? The wedding venue, instead of keeping our date empty, donated it to a charity that helps veterans get married for free. A Marine who lost his leg in Afghanistan married his high school sweetheart on what would have been my wedding day. The venue sent me pictures. They looked genuinely happy. That's what that space deserved, real love, not whatever performance Brianna and I were putting on. Had my last therapy session with Dr. Morrison yesterday, insurance only covered 6 sessions, but I'll probably continue paying out of pocket. She asked me if I forgive Brianna. No. And I don't need to. Forgiveness is for people who matter to your future. She's not even a footnote in mine anymore. And yourself? Do you forgive yourself for not seeing it sooner? That one hit harder. Working on it. Isabella's flying my route next week. 8 hours to London is a long time to talk. She wants to hear about my time in flight school. I want to hear about her time in the Secret Service before she became an air marshal. We're both damaged goods, but maybe that's what makes it work. We know what betrayal costs, so we're careful with each other's trust. Brianna sent one last email yesterday, probably before she got served with the countersuit. Said I was the love of her life and she'll never forgive herself. That one day I'll realize what I threw away. I didn't respond, but if I had, it would have been this: I didn't throw away anything. I just refused to pick up trash that had fallen on my doorstep. Flying to Tokyo tomorrow. Life at 40,000 feet makes more sense than anything on the ground right now. Up there, everything's clear. Heading, altitude, speed. No lies, no betrayal, just physics and procedure. That's the update. Probably the last one unless something major happens. To everyone who's been following this saga, thanks for the support. To anyone going through something similar, trust your gut, document everything, and never be afraid to walk away from someone who doesn't respect you. The opposite of love isn't hate. It's indifference. I'm finally indifferent. Final update, 3 months later, posted 90 days after initial post. said I wouldn't update unless something major happened. Well, the universe delivered a series finale worth writing about. Let's start with the lawsuits. Brianna's attorney dropped her case after 2 weeks, just like my lawyer predicted. When he saw our evidence, he probably realized he'd have better luck suing gravity for making things fall. Our countersuit proceeded. She tried to represent herself, mistake, showed up to depositions drunk, bigger mistake, and called the judge biased against women, game-ending mistake. Judgment in our favor, $75,000 plus legal fees. She has 30 days to pay or we can start seizing assets. Not that she has any. Dr. Pike's divorce finalized last month. His ex-wife took him for everything. He's living in a studio apartment, lost his hospital privileges after the kickback scandal came to light, and is under investigation by the medical board. He tried reaching out to me through LinkedIn. What is it with these people in LinkedIn? Wanting to commiserate about Brianna. Blocked him. I don't commiserate with fellow idiots. Brianna had the baby 6 weeks ago. A boy. Dr. Pike signed away his parental rights before the kid was even born. She named him after her father, hoping to guilt Patricia's husband into supporting her. Instead, he filed for divorce from Patricia. Turns out, he'd been looking for an exit for years, and his daughter's spectacular implosion gave him the excuse. He actually thanked me in an email for exposing the dysfunction he'd been enabling. Patricia and Brianna now live together in a two-bedroom apartment in Hialeah. Patricia works as a receptionist at a dental office. Brianna's still at the boutique, though she's on maternity leave, unpaid, of course. Her Instagram, which used to be full of Miami nightlife and beach shots, is now just desperate MLM posts trying to sell weight loss shakes. The comments are brutal. She's lost 10,000 followers and gained a reputation as South Florida's most famous cautionary tale. But here's where it gets interesting. Last month, I was doing my London route when I got a call from the FBI. Not what you want to hear at 6 a.m. before a transatlantic flight. Agent Stevens wanted to discuss Brianna and Dr. Pike. Turns out, their little pharmaceutical kickback scheme was bigger than anyone realized. They were part of a network of doctors and reps artificially inflating prescriptions for opioids, billing Medicare for fake procedures, the works. The investigation started because of the evidence I'd sent to Dr. Pike's wife, which she'd forwarded to authorities. They needed me to testify. I agreed, with one condition, immunity for anything I might have unknowingly been adjacent to through Brianna. Granted. The testimony was 2 weeks ago. Brianna was there, in an ill-fitting suit, trying to look professional while breastfeeding in the hallway during breaks. She'd aged 5 years and 3 months. We made eye contact once. She mouthed please. I looked right through her and kept walking. Rodrigo testified too. Turns out, he'd been keeping records of everything because several of the women at these parties were wives of local politicians and police. He was protecting himself, but ended up documenting a web of corruption. He's now in witness protection and writing a book. Hollywood already optioned the rights. The end result? Brianna pled guilty to conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud. 18 months in federal prison, starting next month. Her son will go to foster care unless Patricia can pass the requirements to take custody. Given Patricia's recent DUI, yeah, that happened, it's unlikely. Dr. Pike got 5 years and a $2 million fine. Turns out he was the ringleader of his little cell, had been doing this for years. His ex-wife sent me a bottle of champagne with a note, for your role in taking out the trash. Now for my life. Isabella and I are officially together. Not engaged, not living together, just together. She transferred to the London route permanently, so we're basically co-workers with benefits. The company doesn't care as long as we keep it professional on the plane, which we do. Off the plane? That's our business. She was with me during the testimony. Held my hand when Brianna tried to approach me during a break, stepping between us with her hand conspicuously near her concealed carry. Brianna scrambled back like she'd seen a ghost. Isabella just smiled and said, "Keep walking, discount Barbie. I'm in love with this woman. The promotion's been everything I hoped. I'm banking more than I ever have, bought out my apartment lease and got a house in Coral Gables, nothing fancy, just a 3-bedroom with a pool and a garage for the bike I bought myself. Sean lives in the guest house, pays me rent that covers half the mortgage. We converted the 3rd bedroom into a gaming room. Life's good. Started a side business with Dylan doing private flight instruction. We're booked solid for the next 6 months. Turns out, there's a market for pilots who can teach you to fly while telling stories about their catastrophically bad life choices. We call it Cockpit Confessions. The name was Isabella's idea. 3 weeks ago, I got a letter. Handwritten, forwarded through my lawyer. From Brianna, written from federal holding while she awaits her transfer to the minimum security facility. I'll spare you the whole thing, but the highlights. She's found God, classic. She realizes she hurt people, understatement. She's sorry for any pain she caused, any? She hopes I can forgive her in time, nope. She'll always love me, sure. Could I please put money in her commissary account? The audacity. I had my lawyer send back a single page with two words, no contact. But the real closure came last week. I was in a coffee shop in Brickell when I ran into Mackenzie, Brianna's sister. She looked exhausted, beaten down by the last few months. She asked if we could talk. Against my better judgment, I agreed. She told me things I never knew. How Brianna had been cheating since year two. How the family knew but thought I was good for her so they never said anything. How Brianna had laughed about having me locked down while she did whatever she wanted. How she'd been planning to cheat during the marriage but wanted the wedding for the status and gifts. Why tell me now? I asked. Because you deserve to know you made the right choice. And because I need you to know that not all of us are like her. I'm sorry for my part in it. For not telling you sooner. I appreciated the honesty, even if it was 3 years too late. She also told me that Brianna's son isn't Dr. Pike's. DNA test came back negative. She has no idea who the father is, and neither does Brianna. Could be any of a half dozen guys from that period. The kid's going into foster care for sure now. That's the saddest part of all this. An innocent kid paying for his mother's choices. I've thought about it a lot, whether I should feel guilty for my part in his situation. Dr. Morrison, yes, still seeing her, says my responsibility ended when Brianna's betrayal began. You can't save everyone, Connor. Sometimes the best thing you can do is save yourself. Last thing. Yesterday was exactly 3 months since I walked into that hotel room. Isabella and I were in London, having dinner at this little Italian place near Covent Garden. She raised her wine glass and said, "You know what today is?" "Yeah." "How do you feel about it?" I thought for a moment. 3 months ago, my life exploded. But looking at it now? That explosion cleared the ground for something better. I have a woman who's actually my partner, not just playing the role. I have a career that's thriving without the constant drain of Brianna's drama. I have peace. I feel like I should send Rodrigo a thank you card. Isabella laughed. The stripper? If he hadn't been there, if she hadn't been grinding on him, I might have married her. Might have had kids with her. Might have spent 20 years being cheated on before finding out. So you're grateful? Yeah. Grateful I found out when I did. Grateful it was so obvious I couldn't rationalize it away. Grateful she showed me exactly who she was in a way that left no room for doubt. We drank to that. To bullets dodged, to red flags finally seen, to walking away when walking away was the only option. Brianna reports to prison in 2 weeks. Her mom posted on Facebook asking for people to write her letters, put money in her commissary account, remember that she's still a person who made mistakes. The comments were brutal. My favorite was from Dylan, "I'll put money in her account when she pays Connor the $75,000 she owes him. That'll never happen, but I don't care. The money isn't the point. The point is that I walked away from a bomb before it exploded. Yeah, I got some shrapnel wounds, but I'm alive, I'm free, and I'm thriving." To everyone who's been following this story, thank you. Your support, your advice, your rage on my behalf, it all helped. To anyone in a similar situation, document everything, trust your gut, and never be afraid to walk away from someone who doesn't respect you. And to Brianna, if you're somehow reading this from federal prison, I don't forgive you. I don't hate you. I nothing you. You're a cautionary tale I tell at parties, a funny story about the time I almost married a sociopath. Your biggest fear was always being forgotten, being ordinary. Congratulations, you're now memorable for all the wrong reasons. I'm done with updates now. For real this time. Life's too good to spend any more time looking backward, flying to Tokyo tomorrow with Isabella. She's never been. I'm going to show her my favorite ramen spot, the view from Tokyo Tower at sunset, the quiet temple I found on a layover 5 years ago. We're going to make new memories in places that have no trace of Brianna. The opposite of love isn't hate. It's indifference. And I've finally reached complete indifference. Connor out. Epilogue, comment from Dylan, posted 2 hours after final update. Hey everyone, Dylan here, Connor's co-pilot slash best friend. Connor asked me to add this since he's already on his flight to Tokyo. Just wanted to confirm that everything in these posts is 100% true. I was there for most of it. Actually, I understated some things because even we couldn't believe it was happening. That night at the bachelorette party? I didn't have food poisoning. I faked it because Connor's brother Sean texted me that something was going down at Brianna's party. His girlfriend's sister was there and texting him updates. I thought Connor should know. Best decision I ever made. Also, Rodrigo the stripper? Dude's a legend. We actually hang out now. He's dating a paramedic and completely out of the stripping game. His book comes out next year. Connor and Isabella are mentioned, with fake names, obviously. One detail Connor left out, probably because he's too classy, but I'm not. Brianna tried to hook up with me about a year into their relationship. I was drunk at a party, she cornered me in a bathroom, hand on my dick before I could process what was happening. I pushed her off, told her to F off, never told Connor because I didn't want to ruin his happiness. I regret that now. If I'd spoken up, maybe he'd have been free sooner. But he's free now, and that's what matters. To everyone saying this sounds fake because it's too crazy, man, I wish we were creative enough to make this up. Truth really is stranger than fiction. South Florida's just a different breed of insane. Connor and Isabella are perfect together, by the way. She doesn't take his SHT, he doesn't take hers, and they both have this F around and find out energy that just works. First time I've seen him actually happy instead of just pretending to be. Anyway, blue skies and tailwinds to all of you. Thanks for supporting my brother through this. Dylan. P.S. We're still doing the Costa Rica trip. Now it's a celebration of Connor's freedom and his promotion. If you see a bunch of pilots getting absolutely wrecked in Tamarindo next month, come say hi. Thank you so much for watching until the end. If you really like our videos, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Have a great day.